This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. With His Eminence, Michael Harrison, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of October 24th to the 28th. Lots of happening things that we're going to discuss. I promise you, this will be more stimulating talk radio than you've heard anywhere else all week long. That's a promise, a guarantee. We're going to deliver on that. I might get away a little bit.
Wow. You've raised the bar so high, humans cannot possibly rise to that level.
But anybody that's in the Gun Hill Road, you can make it because of that influence.
Oh, yeah.
They push you along. Now, the thing that you were talking about is off the air before we get started here, something that is worth a moment or two of our time because of the fact that time itself seems to go so quickly. It seems like only nanoseconds ago that we were here doing the countdown for last week.
And the week before, going back for decades.
Yep, and we actually could not forget about it because it's garbage day.
That's
both
right.
In your place and my place.
Right.
Garbage day.
The two major events of the time that we do this show. You notice how I don't say when
there's something.
It's live everywhere, all times, folks.
There's a parallel to garbage that you're putting out on the side of the curb and the stuff that we talk about on the air.
Yes, and some of it is recycled, and some of it goes directly to the dump.
Yes, it does. All right, so with that
in mind,
isn't that
true? As we go over the 10 stories, some of them are recyclables, and some of them are, you know, just one-time dumps.
Yep.
Number 10.
Please.
Science and technology. Number 9, a tie between abortion, LGBTQ rights, and climate change. Number 8, COVID and health. Race relations and immigration are tied at 7. Crime and guns are at 6. Number 5, Elon Musk and Twitter.
You're fired!
The bird has been freed, he said. And now he's going to be the guy that has to tell people they can't say terrible things.
Right. good luck with that.
Yeah, right. Good luck, Elon. Russia-Ukraine war, British politics and foreign affairs occupy the 4th tier. Trump's legal issues occupies number 3. Number 2 is the economy, and number 1, politics in the midterm elections. That's heating up. We're a couple of weeks away from the midterms and all that that means. On the people survey, we got crazy guy, Yay, at number 10.
Yay!
Another crazy guy, Elon Musk, at 9. A guy we'll soon learn as a crazy guy, Rishi Sunak, at 8. Mm-hmm.
You think he's crazy?
I don't know anything about him. All I'm saying is that these people that occupy the spotlight on our surveys usually have some type of idiosyncrasy about them that can be interpreted as nuts. Like number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6,
a
couple of legal guys, Pat Cipollone and Patrick Philbin. Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock at number 5. Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs at number 4. Number 3, here's a dynamic duo, Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman.
Wow.
Number 2 is Trump and number 1 is Biden. Yeah, the Pennsylvania Senate debate probably got the most attention this week of all of the political stuff.
Let's take those 3 for a moment. Herschel Walker, Carrie Lake, Dr. Oz. 5, 4, and 3 on the people list. Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker, apparently, at least according to what Chuck Schumer told Joe Biden the other day, looks like our chances in Georgia are going downhill. It means that, it was an interpretation of a poll that showed Walker a couple of points ahead of Warnock. Neither one of them are great shakes, but isn't it interesting how, with all the negative publicity that the fate of Walker may have been enhanced by all of that negative publicity, because his name was more reinforced with the populace. And most of the surveys I've seen, the older I get and the more I look into these sorts of things, that people vote pretty much not on the issues because they don't know what the issues are. I know that guy's name. I'm voting for him. It's all name recognition. That's it.
Well, especially when the name is a popular name because of football career in Georgia.
Yeah.
On a college level, a real superstar hero. They won the.
I remember
when
you got the Heisman. You remember that? You got the Heisman.
I don't recall, you know, the specifics of
for
his
some
career.
Reason. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I do know that he's a big deal in that regard, and that carries a lot of sway.
Yeah.
In terms of just people, look at Dr. Mehmet Oz. I mean, what the hell has he ever done to be senator? He couldn't even qualify to get the job as the host of Jeopardy. Although I thought he did a good job.
How can he be qualified to be a senator if he can't get the job on Jeopardy?
Right. He couldn't even get the job on Jeopardy.
I think, did you see some of the video, though, seriously, this week from that debate? I mean, how would you vote for Fetterman? It was embarrassing. It's sad.
You vote for the guy. Here's the way it goes with the Congress. Not for governors, but for Congress. Mm-hmm. You vote for the guy that will vote for your team. Mm-hmm. You vote for the guy that will give the Senate and the House majority leader or minority leader, but mostly majority leader, the vote that you want. So it doesn't matter who it is. It's a party vote thing. Senators, unless they have big mouths and they stick their feet in them, senators are not as consequential in terms of their character, their nature, their intelligence as governors and presidents are, because they don't deal with changing issues every minute that they have to make executive decisions about. It's how they vote. It's which way their vote goes and how the majority-minority makeup of the Congress happens to fall. That's why people will vote for jerks and justify it.
Let's see if that fits into this Carrie Lake situation. Number four on the people list, this woman running in Arizona. One wonders when you read, is this the liberal news media that is making me biased? I wouldn't vote for her from what I've read or seen of her. I think she's obnoxious.
Well, she's a denier. She's an election denier.
Right.
And in the governor races, where it comes down to is if election deniers get into office, win, they then have control over the state's electoral vote in terms of Secretary of State, the heads of the voting districts, all of that stuff. And so the thing that thwarted Trump's effort to turn the election, if he had a bunch of election deniers running each state, he could have maybe pulled it off.
Yeah. Shows you how bad the Electoral College is. One man, one vote doesn't apply to the presidential election, which is really serious and really bad, and it's time we dealt with that. One side doesn't seem to want to deal with it.
Whichever party historically has the most to gain by the Electoral College, they always stand in the way of getting rid of it.
Yep.
And it's always one party over the other that has more to gain at the current circumstances based upon a whole set of things by keeping it. And so they do. Based upon some kind of cockamamie idea that the Founding Fathers put it in there to protect us from some type of populist fascist evil
hello
for the moment character.
By the way, where does the term cockamamie come from? Do you have any idea what its origin is?
No, but I'll bet you somebody out there is finding it out real quick on Google.
Right. And we'll figure it out.
I hope it's not like a racist slur or a dirty remark. Or
You never know. Everything has the potential of that.
We don't say that anymore.
your findings on social media. We're at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the Talkers Magazine website, talkers.com, has the list of the charts for this week and every week, as does the gooddayshow.com website. You can find the list there every week as we go through them. You can follow along, if you will. Doug Steffen with a thought about how to get healthy the right way. The countdown brought to you in part this week by Kellatrin, which is America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. It's very simple, very easy, not difficult to understand how this works because there's nothing in it that's complicated. It's simple. You don't have any drugs and stimulants in it. It's very, very straightforward, created by a doctor and his nursing staff. It's got aloe vera in it. Collagen protein, digestive enzymes, they're all there to aid your body in repairing and rebuilding. Get that lean muscle back again so you can keep your body in shape. It helps your body absorb the ingredients also three times faster. They all work together. So you want to have something that works with your body, works together with your body to keep the weight where you want it. That's why you go to toploss.com, the website for Kellatrin, and you order a 90-day supply free. You buy three and you get three free. That's basically the bottom line. And that's our Halloween special. It's just the old BOGO thing. Buy one, get one free. This is what makes this product worthwhile. What makes it good is that it works. Try it for yourself. Money back guarantee. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug at checkout. You get free shipping and access to all these free products because there's more at toploss.com than just Kellatrin. You'd be interested to see what other products the company has and how they can help you stay healthy at toploss.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Don't forget about Progressive Commercial Insurance. Keeps your policy within reach. Easy to use mobile app. That's how you keep it easy to reach and use. Learn more about Progressive and how it helps your business. Progressive, say it again, Doug, ProgressiveCommercial.com. It's 21 after the hour.
Table.
Bravo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Brought to you in part by O'ReillyAuto.com. When you need parts, just a few clicks and you get to O'ReillyAuto.com. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts very quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. You have to pay for the parts, but it won't cost you anything to order online. I think that's the point, Michael. They'll even bring it out to you if you're lazy and you don't want to get out of your car.
<They'll bring laughs> Here's a muffler.
Yeah, to the curbside. Here's a catalytic converter that somebody stole from your car last night. Here, you can use it and we'll put it back on your car for you.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, you can have parts delivered to your door, too. Free shipping on most orders. You spend more than $35. So all kinds of reasons to go quickly to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit them on O'ReillyAuto.com. And there's that bit of advice. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We were talking about the strength of people and their names and, you know, Elon Musk and what that brings to Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was looking at the sort of sad sack face of Tom Brady, who has gone through his first 3-game losing streak in 20 years. And one wonders if he'd had the support of all of his pals, his teammates in Boston, if he would have had that. Of course, it's all conjecture. But does this mean the end for Brady? His wife's divorcing him. He's had 3 games in a row. You think that's what's on his mind? His whole psyche has been affected by his wife hitting the road. Am I being silly, or is that...
You're not being silly. You're just being speculative. Who knows? All I know is that eventually time catches up with all of us, even Tom Brady. And time is not on his side in terms of being an effective quarterback. Same thing with his pal Aaron Rodgers. The other member of that elite club, Peyton Manning, he realized his time was up and he couldn't throw the same way, so he stopped. Drew Brees, another member of that generation of great quarterbacks, he knew when the time came to walk away. He recently did. But Brady and Rodgers are hanging in there. Rodgers is, I think, 38. Brady is about 138. And
he's about 45
years old.
45,
You know, if it were me, If it were me, I would have quit after the Atlanta win. I mean, so he went on. He won two more Super Bowls after that, but which is cool. Mm-hmm. But he might not have. There's a point at which you have to walk away. Now, the question is, you walk away when you're on top? Do you walk away when you start to slide? Or do you hang in there and become a shadow of yourself and an object of pity? And Brady, well, it is serious. Brady had it all. It wasn't like he needs the money. And when you think about how dangerous the sport of football is, why put yourself out there when you've already achieved more than anybody else ever has?
It's almost as dangerous as politics. And you get
dangerous too. Politics is dangerous, but. Look, you know, there are boxers that go for that comeback and they get themselves knocked out. People in business don't know when to quit and walk away, and they wind up losing fortunes or they wind up being fired or you know, coming under disfavor. There's a lot of things that happen like that. This is something in life that you have to deal with, and it's not just when you get old. I mean, Brady is in the prime of his life.
Right.
It's just that he's foolish to continue to try to play football to the detriment of his family and his health and his reputation, his legacy is suffering.
Yeah, right. So, but sometimes your ego takes, you know, look at, you could say the same for Trump. You know, a guy won, he was president of the United States, so go off and do something else. Why do you have to keep stirring the pot? What do you gain? There's the question. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli, blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hawaii officials on the Big Island are warning residents that the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, could erupt at any time. Scientists caution an eruption is not imminent, but they're on alert because of recent spikes in earthquakes around the volcano's summit. 1984 is the last time she erupted. Elon Musk has officially completed his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter. Mr. Musk has now taken the company private and must answer to no one. Job one, cleaning house. He fired the social media company's chief executive officer, chief financial officer, its head of legal policy, trust, and safety, and their lawyers. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea on Friday in its first ballistic weapons launch in 2 weeks, as the United States military warned the North Koreans that the use of nuclear weapons would result in the end of that regime. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Coast, border to border, and around the world, you're listening to the powerful talk radio countdown show with the very powerful Michael Harrison. You don't believe that? Check out the CBS Sunday morning show. We last week you and I got off onto that CBS Sunday morning thing about talk radio, and I was so incensed. I didn't pay much attention to it early on, but then I started to examine more the premise of the program and how it was so politically oriented and biased that it, Ted Koppel claiming that talk radio is bad for America. You know what's bad for America, Ted? You. And so
I can tell you how many shows I've destroyed who brought me on as the backbone expert on the premise that conservative talk radio is evil and destroying of the world. And I proved to them in my interviews it's not true. And in most cases, they they cancel the show. They, rather than do the truth about talk radio,
right,
they cancel the show. Or they, or as the case with CBS, they modify it.
Mm-hmm.
And they broadened it.
They broadened it
to Division in America, and they talked about all kinds of other divisions, and talk radio was just an afterthought. And they still stuck with their premise.
Yeah. So does this add fuel to that fire, though, Michael? A quote from Dana Lash's program this week. I don't care if Herschel Walker paid some skank for an abortion. I want control of the Senate.
Isn't that what I said a little while ago? What you're citing there is an example of what I mm-hmm. said. People want someone to vote for their party on the floor of the Senate. They want control of the Senate. They don't care if it's some guy that they personally find abhorrent. What she said is an example of what I said, you know, because you brought up the question, why would people vote for somebody who doesn't display good character?
Right. He becomes a machine. He's not really an important, it's not a person. He's a machine.
Right.
It's a means to an end.
That's what being in Congress or in the Senate means. It's you know, what party are you with, and what are you willing to do to get a power within your party, meaning a committee position, and what vote are you going to do? Look at the trouble that Sinema and Manchin have created for the Democrats, who have this 50%, you know, stalemate in the Senate by holding their votes up and going along with the Republicans. They've become the two most powerful senators in the Congress by doing that. It's all about which way you'll vote. And so what if you're a jerk? What if, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if you were an eloquent, well-spoken, distinguished member of the community, but it doesn't always happen that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So then,
I suspect that politics has always been full of scoundrels, going all the way back to the beginning of time.
Well, look at the Teapot Dome
scandal. Exactly.
Look at some of the other things that have happened over the history of our country. And then you look at the election. You know, we we talk about rigged elections here, and whether people, if you look at the list, like Kerry Lake, are going to win, crowing that. Does that send people away from listening to our programs, or does it bring people in? The spoken word formats are doing better now than ever before, it would seem, and apparently more young people are being brought in, at least according to a survey that I saw, and I wonder whether that is, it was done by a company called Edison Research, does a lot of this sort of thing in our business, but the suggestion is incomplete in that there's no specific focus on whether it's audio on the air or podcasting. And so, you know, I suppose does it make a difference? It does to me, because I'm in the news talk radio business, not the podcast business, but many of the people who do this are in both now. Are they? I mean, I have a podcast. We put a podcast out of this program. But is it? It's just this program sort of edited down into podcast form for 14 or 15 minutes. So is that really a podcast? You do a podcast every week. The Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com. Always somebody from the business who has an important position, and you dig into what their roles are all about. So is that something you tie it into the other radio stuff that you do? So they're sort of intertwined, are they not? Is that what it's meant to be?
Well, everything is intertwined, yeah, and that's the answer to your question. Nobody's on one platform anymore. There are brands on many platforms, and as soon as the natives of the 21st century become older and older over the next 10 years, notions of AM and FM and movie theaters versus home theaters, newspapers on paper versus online will all fade into the history books. And because they don't exist now, it's just that a large segment of the population still adheres to these traditions that are fading rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the answer to your question. The answer to your question is, it doesn't matter what your platform is. It matters what your brand is, because everybody will be on every platform. and it'll be a matter of how many followers you have and how
confusing
much...
Confusing is all get-out, right?
Well, it's confusing. It's only confusing to natives of the... to immigrants from the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Immigrants from the 20th century versus natives of the 21st century. And when you still are thinking in terms of, well, how is a podcast different than from a radio show and all that, you're speaking with the accent of an immigrant who comes from another land called the 20th century. Uh-huh. And that's okay, but give it another 10 years, 15 years, that question will seem quaint.
They brought back that TV show Quantum Leap. Which sort of goes down that
aisle. Have you seen
that?
I haven't seen the new one. I saw the trailer for it. I was a quasi-fan of the original one with Scott Bakula. But,
right.
That did deal with changes that we experience in our lifetime. But right now, the divide between the culture of the 20th century and the emergent culture of the 21st century is so... such a great gap. It's so wide that it's going to be generational. It's going to take the wiping out of a whole generation before it really takes root, but there's no stopping it.
Is our generation the one that needs to be wiped out?
I would never say needs to be wiped out. What I'm saying is that when our generation is gone, with it will be any notion that it matters whether a radio station is on AM or FM, or whether a movie is designed for theatrical release, or you've got your picture on the front page of a paper newspaper. All of these things will have no meaning whatsoever in another 5 or 10 years, 20 years. If you were to come back if you were to do a quantum leap and come back in the future, if you were to, in a movie, you're a time traveler, you wouldn't be able to function. You wouldn't understand the language because the words change so much year to year. You wouldn't understand how to pay a bill. You wouldn't understand how to deal with the processes of public experiences. You wouldn't know how to pay for food in a grocery store. You wouldn't know.
Wow.
Everything will be so different. It already is. Don't you get the feeling sometimes when you go out and you buy things, you go to a store, that every time you go through the checkout, there's some new wrinkle that you have to figure out?
Yeah, and I'm expected to know, and so are you and everybody else. We're supposed to know, just because it's there, how to use it. What to do with it. Like, automatically, it's there, so therefore, you must know how to use it. I don't know how to use it.
Well,
frankly,
and oftentimes the clerk doesn't know how to use it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, you're making a very important observation. So, then 20 years from now, we won't have the top 10 list, the news talk stations. I'm looking at a survey of the top 10 situational talk radio stations, and whether I mention them or not, what I find interesting about all of them, from WTKS, TKS in Orlando, HPT in Tampa, OKV in Jacksonville, interesting how they're all, a lot of them down south, Raleigh-Durham's stations are in the list, WAMU, which is the only public radio station on that list, Milwaukee's WISN, KXL in Portland, WIBC in Indianapolis.
What were you talking about?
This is a list of the most listened to, according to the rating company, top 10 stations in the country. And who owns them and what their format, like, are they
most
all
listened
doing
to,
the same
most
stuff?
Listened to in terms of percentage of their markets, or most listened to in terms of, that's
share.
Wonderful.
It's share.
Yeah, that has no meaning to everyday people.
No, but it has meaning to people listening. Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
It has no meaning at all. Yeah. It has no meaning at all. It's a share of something that exists. It doesn't have any numerical meaning. You could there could be three of us in the room, and the two of us compose a majority.
Right,
we're the majority, but three.
Right,
two-thirds. It's back to, 100% and nothing is nothing.
Mm-hmm. But you see, we can crow about it because it's a stat.
It's a stat that has no meaning in terms of a general conversation like this about the issues of the day or the influence of platforms. It has no meaning because it's a percentage of something that is self-contained. It's a percentage of what? Look, I have 75%. I had a 100% increase in my blah, blah. Right. I went from 1 to 2, as opposed to 2,000 to 2,500, which is a smaller percent. We deal with this kind of numbers fudging all the time, especially in the area of inflation. And recession and all this economic stuff. If you really look at it logically, it's gaslighting. It's lies. It's BS. It doesn't relate to real numbers and real direction of figures that matter in your life.
There you go. How about that for putting it on the line, boys and girls? Michael Harrison will talk about his MH interview in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Michael Harrison interview this week at mhinterview.com, you can see it at Talkers as well, is with a fellow that I worked with back in Washington a long time ago, Mark Davis, who's been in Dallas for a long time. What do you have to say?
He talks a little bit about changes in journalism over the 40 years he's been in radio, changes in the technology, and why Texas is so big in terms of the national conversation. It's always in the news, and you know, some of the things that Texas could teach the rest of the country. You know, that's controversial, but it's certainly interesting.
Is.
And so it's a good nuts and bolts discussion about the media and journalism.
Mm-hmm. He's a local guy who's made it well in the markets he's been. He was popular in Washington. Mm-hmm. But he's been in Dallas for
a long time. Two big stations, WBAP, and now AM 660, The Answer, which is Case Guy, S-K-Y, which I think is great call letters.
Case Guy.
Case Guy. And, and I want to just point out that there's nothing wrong about being a big-time local host.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, a lot of people think, you know, if you're not in syndication, you don't exist.
Never
that's
mind.
Crap. That's not true.
All right, Michael. Thank you for all of your input. As usual, Talk Radio Countdown time is 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
Silly stuff to get into our movie moment segment. Say that again, Doug. Movie moment segment on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here, movie man. All right, so, Chuck, what are we doing with this silly stuff?
Well, it's Halloween season. I figure we play some Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which originally was released in 1975. One of the most definitively the most popular midnight movie of all time. Still plays in a lot of major cities. We just did it at our theater. Have these like live crews that come out that really love this stuff and perform in front of the screen. It brings an interesting crowd, but always does very well and extremely still popular to this day at Halloween time. You're looking forward to Halloween and horror movies, Doug?
Yeah, I am, Chuck. It's one of the things that really keeps me going.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Give me one movie, one horror movie that you actually recommend or enjoy. Tell me.
I can't because I've never seen a horror movie. I wouldn't go
never?
See a horror movie. Never. No, we don't have the stomach for it.
Here's a few that I like because you listen to the audience likes to hear what I say. And even though you defy expectations on this time of the year, I like The Exorcist. I still think it's the greatest horror movie ever made. Dawn of the Dead, George A. Romero's 1978 horror film. I think it's a masterpiece. Love Carpenter's Halloween from 78. There's a movie called Fright Night with Roddy McDowell and Chris Sarandon. I'm a big fan of Carpenter's The Thing. Really good movie. Elm Street. I'm a big fan of Psycho 2, which is a sequel to Psycho. That came out 23 years later. I think it's one of the most underrated and best sequels of all time. I still think The Shining is one of the most hypnotic, visually stunning movies ever put on a big screen. And I like horror. I don't love... I got to tell you another example, which you could feed into this. There's a movie called Terrifier 2. I don't know if you heard about that on the news. It's a very low-budget horror movie, filmed like $300,000. It's made $5 million at the box office. It's unrated. It's graphically, and I mean graphically violent. People, there's buzz on like people going to some of these theaters and vomiting when they watch it. They're going to release it on 1,000 screens more this weekend, unrated in multiplexes, which tells you how badly multiplexes need product. I won't see this. In full disclosure, I won't see it because at this stage of my life, I don't want to subject myself to that kind of graphic violence. But 2,000 screen release for a movie unrated that violent, Doug. I'm a little surprised, I got to be honest.
Well, it doesn't say much good about the business itself. I thought one of the most interesting things this week was the John Cena movie that's coming out, even though they're not putting it on screens. They're putting it on, what is it on? It's a Peacock.
What do you think of him?
Well, I've always thought he was not lightweight. But he seems
he's
to
done well.
Like to be in movies where he plays silly roles or not so serious roles. This apparently is a stretch or a change for him.
Because
The first time he's appeared to be in a movie playing a serious character, him having serious dialogue, and one of the great phrases that he uses in the Independent, he's an independent running for president, all kinds of skullduggery is exposed. It feels like something ripped out of the headlines, if you will. And he keeps referring to the phrase country over party, because he's basically, in this movie, dissing the impact of Republican and Democrat to the extent that it's all, and we've actually talked about this on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the fact
right.
that you're just a number, you're a machine. They all want the Republicans to control Congress so they can get enough votes to get the agenda passed that doesn't necessarily come from the members of the body itself, but from the people who run the party. And so this is an important film, I think, for that reason, if nothing else. Richard
I'm
going to
look into it. Actually, you know, he's not Dwayne Johnson in popularity, but he has, without a doubt, he is a solid film career. He's done very well for himself in the last 5 to 8 years, John Cena, and that's good for him.
Yeah, right. There's a new movie out with Richard Gere.
Really?
It's not out. He's out. One for release next year. New movie, Longing on the Main Street Bridge in Boston, looking over what's going on. So it'll be interesting. I'm trying to see the name of the movie.
I'm a big Richard Gere fan. He's done direct-to-stream stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Chucker, talk to you Monday. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Halloween, Doug.
You too. See ya.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.